At 2-0, it's a point gained. You know, when I would have taken that. I think today the reality was we were a wee bit off in the first half, but that's not necessarily just, I'm not having to go at my players with that. I thought Raith Rovers were excellent in the first half. We didn't cause them enough problems, and what they done very well was the right players coming into the middle of the pitch, and then the rotation with the three, and caused us a lot of problems. But we've also watched that that's the way they play, and it can be difficult at times to deal with that. At half time we spoke, I told them it's like maybe the first time this year that I feel that like we need to, you know, get out there and get in people's faces. Their attitude's been terrific and we've had a lot of plaudits, and I think we started the second half sprightly. Disappointed to lose the second goal in the manner that we did, but I think the players showed that what it meant playing for Dunfermline today, to go on and, you know, when we get the first goal, we then go and get that second goal, to give us something to come away with today. I think earlier in my management, and you know, we come here in the Scottish Cup time, albeit we had a man sent off in that tie, but we went away with our tail between our legs at 3-0. So I've said, I think we've continually improved in the transfer windows since I've been here, and you know, the boys have stepped up to the mark, and credit for that.
The changes worked well.
Aye, there was. As I say, I thought we started the second half better. We managed to get further into their half in the pitch. We then put Ryan Dow into the middle of the park, and I thought he showed his experience, his calmness, and started getting us higher up the park, becoming more of a threat in their defensive line. The game, as I say, goes 2-0, and you think, right, we've now got to really get somebody up there to support Declan as well. And Kevin O'Hara came on with a freshness, and you know, we've managed to get the two goals to get us to come away with a valuable point.
Then. Two
great goals. They were. They were, and Fraser Murray, it's something that I've seen in him as a young boy playing at Hibs, and you know, on that left hand side, cutting into his right foot, and it's, for as much as he puts it in with a good bit of pace, he's also like very calculated and a lot of good technique in the finish. Ryan Dowd does brilliant down the right side and puts in a great delivery, and Declan, I think, showed his experience that rather than just try to smash the ball, he just makes a good connection with it.
Stevie, what would it have been like if there'd been fans in that stand up there and Declan putting that equaliser?
It would have been probably, you know, great scenes for the Dunfermline supporters, Douglas. As I say, I thought it was a great advert for Fife football. You know, Raith Rovers, I think Paul and John deserve a lot of credit because they've got boys, I think, playing football in the right manner. They're exciting to watch. And as I say, was I happy with the first half? No, I'm not going to stand here and, you know, kid myself on, but they caused us problems. And I think what happened during the second half, we managed to fix the problems rather than going away and watching it on video. And again, that goes then down to credit to the characters that we've got in there as well. And I'm sure John and Paul will be the first to say that they're disappointed that they've come away with a point. But equally, you know, that Dunfermline deserve credit for showing that fighting spirit. That, you know, if you're going to take something from a derby, that's the qualities that you need to show.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.